This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The next question is on the zakat which has to be paid. How do we calculate, especially in case of salaried individual who kept their savings on a monthly basis? How do we calculate that 1 year? The conditions for paying zakat are basically two. One is that your wealth should meet the minimum threshold, which is called the nisab. And the second is that 1 year should have passed since you reached the nisab. So with these two conditions in mind, a salaried individual is caught in a difficult situation, because you have a case where a salaried individual would be generating his wealth throughout the year. He would be earning monthly salaries and then paying his expenses and then saving some money. So typically, what he is expected to do is that he needs to keep a record of each of the money that he is earning throughout the year. And once he has the entire record, as and when zakat becomes due on those amount and 1 year has passed, he keeps paying the zakat out, which means technically he'll be paying zakat throughout the year. The second situation is, and the second scenario is, and this is a view which I believe is a safer view, and it's also the view which is followed in the Hanafi jurisprudence, and that says that if your nisab was met in the first month, which means you met the nisab in the first month, and in the 12th month, which is the month in which you are calculating, say Ramadan is when you're calculating. So on the first of Ramadan, which is the 12th month, you have again met the nisab. So you met the nisab on the first month and you met the nisab in the 12th month. If that is the situation, then whatever your wealth is, total wealth is on the 12th month, you pay a zakat on the entire amount. So what we are saying is that you are not paying throughout the year, you're paying still at one point of time, but what you're doing is you're actually engaging in paying advance zakat. You are actually making zakat in advance payment. And this is good, because this is keeping you safe. Walhamdulillah, it is always better to be on the safer side as far as payment of zakat is concerned, rather than being in a situation where you might miss out a month and you may die in a situation in which you did not fulfill your obligation towards zakat, and therefore be held accountable on the Day of Judgment. May Allah save us from that. So the better situation is, if you met your nisab in the first month, which means basically you met your zakat or you met your nisab in the last Ramadan, and in this Ramadan, if you see your total wealth is again meeting nisab, irrespective of when you acquired the wealth, you pay zakat on them entirely. And that is to be on the safer side, and Allah knows best. And I hope that answers the question.